Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to kick this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Buddy, Keith Simpson here from Neralto Era. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Thank you for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. On that note, as you know at home, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name is Paul Parema. I'm with IBI Group here in Fort McMurray. We're a local consulting firm.
Okay.
Engineering architectural services.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so actually the name is now Arcadis IBI Group, so
okay,
recently acquired, so I got to keep that.
There you go, you got to put that out there.
That's right, yeah.
So, yourself personally, what do you do for the organization?
Well, I'm a civil engineer, and I manage the Fort McMurray branch here.
Okay.
So just across the street, actually.
Okay, nice. Yeah. And how long have you been in Fort McMurray for?
I guess it's 5.5 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so where did you come originally from? Where did you move from?
Originally from Vancouver Island in BC, so specifically Nanaimo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I've been to Nanaimo a few times. The last time I was there, I watched the bathtub races.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal
for
most people.
Oh, yeah, and you can buy, like, the bathtub stoppers and, like, wear them as necklaces and stuff. Yeah.
Did you see the giant bathtub?
Yeah. It was a nice trip. Like, me and my wife, we flew into Nanaimo, and we rented a car, a little small, like, Toyota Yaris. Like, it was, yeah, anyways. And we drove that all around the island, and we made it up to Tofino and camped out there and surfed and, like, and doubled back. I think it was, like, 2 weeks in total. Like, it's a beautiful part of Canada. There's no doubt about that.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So, you took engineering in school then?
I did, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so, I think when most people think, like, engineering is so vast. Like, I have a lot of friends who have taken all different types of engineering.
Yeah.
Like, when you got into it, like, what did you think you'd be doing? Because every engineer I talk to doesn't actually, when you talk to them about their job that they do now, they're like, never thought I was going to do that in a million years.
Well, that's a good question, because I actually ended up doing what I was studying in university. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So civil engineering, it's a pretty broad term. But for me specifically, how I like to, I guess, explain to people is anything 1 meter outside of a building is typically what we'd be responsible for designing.
Okay.
So it'd be parking lots. You have everything like underground utilities, so water, sanitary, storm.
Mm-hmm.
And then same with the development of property, right? So say you have a 1 acre parcel and you want to develop it into 5 lots, for example.
Right.
So that's all part of the civil engineering. So
roads,
parking lots, water, storm, sewer.
Okay.
And everything kind of surrounding that.
Yeah. So how did you hear about this? Like, you're in high school, grade 11, grade 12. Like, how did this come on your radar?
Well, I mean, I was kind of always a little bit stronger in the maths and sciences.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but my memory isn't the best.
Right.
So, becoming a doctor and trying to remember all the medical terms, that was out the door.
Right.
So I kind of honed in on engineering, and I liked the idea that you could kind of pick up and go and kind of work in any part of the world with it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, there's engineers everywhere. In order for a society to kind of function as a society,
you need
engineers. So
that
idea appealed to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so did you think you were going to stay locally in Canada? Did you have dreams or aspirations to
go
international?
Yeah. When I was younger, I mean, I was like, oh, you know, I can go to Australia, or I can go, maybe work somewhere, you know, like Hawaii would be awesome.
Right, but then, right.
You know, once you start your career and you kind of establish roots in a particular community, it's for me, it's sort of hard to just leave that, right?
That's so, exactly it. Yeah. I used to be the HR manager for Acuren here in town before we started all this awesomeness. But we would bring in tons of engineers, and they would travel literally like everywhere, and they'd do shutdowns, and they'd be like in Fort McMurray for a few months, and they would go down to like Curacao, or then we'd find them sometimes in like Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them really did live that traveling lifestyle. But I found at a certain point in everybody's journey, maybe if you're older or younger, like you said, you meet somebody, you settle down, and that's when they're like, okay, listen, we don't want to do turnaround and shutdown work anymore.
Yeah.
We want to do maintenance. And exactly. You're just like, okay, well, we got some maintenance work for you as well.
For sure.
Yeah. Cool. So how did you get brought out to Fort McMurray in particular?
It was an opportunity that I saw online to essentially manage the IBI office here.
Okay.
And where I was in my career, it was basically just, you got to step up to the managerial position or you stay as a whatever project manager.
Right.
And so it was just the opportunity.
Yeah.
And I've never been this far north.
Right.
And, you know, my schooling, I did that in Saskatchewan. So, you know,
okay.
More central.
Yeah.
I grew up in Quebec.
Yeah.
And then spent the latter year of my life in BC.
Right.
So, why not give Alberta a shot?
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And so now you've been here for 5 years.
Yeah.
Going on six. You got a little human that you're responsible for now.
I do. Yeah. Julietta. She's, I guess, a little over a year and a half now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
It's awesome.
Yeah. You're loving it?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because you spend most of your life, and I've seen this with my best buddies. You know, they've all had kids when they were in their 20s.
Right.
My later 30s.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, you just don't know until it happens.
That's right.
And that's right. You know, me being kind of selfish for most of my life.
Right.
You really don't know until you have a kid.
Right. That's so true.
Yeah.
I was the same way. Like, I had my kid when I was 31, Keegan. And so, like, he's 8 now. He's awesome.
Yeah.
But, like, I was the same kind of way. And, like, me and my wife, when we were in our 20s, like, we discussed, like, my life is pretty awesome. Yeah. And so, like, it was a discussion, like, hey, like, why rock the boat kind of deal? Like, this could be everything, you know?
Yeah.
But we decided, like, when we were, like, 29, 30 years old, we said, okay, well, let's have a child. And best decision I ever made.
Yeah, really. Like,
it's just, it's so much fun.
I know.
It's just so much fun. You have this other person, like, as they grow up, like, there's challenges to having a kid. Like, even at one, like, there's issues, but it just gets better. It just gets better. So
it's exciting.
Yeah. So you decided, you're here in Fort McMurray now. Like, obviously, you've started your family. Like,
correct.
You don't have any major plans on going anywhere.
No, this is it. Yeah. This is home.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good. Well, and the company, I don't know much about it. Keith told me a little bit about your organization this morning. And just we talked about, like, the engineering aspect over lunch. But I didn't get a full understanding of kind of where you guys work in particular. Like, is it residentially? Is it oil and gas? Like, where are you guys primarily working here in town?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we started off at this branch in particular. We were pretty big in kind of the residential development.
Okay.
And over the last, I want to say, 6 years or so, we've kind of ventured into municipal engineering. So I'd say 85% of our projects entail the municipal engineering side of things.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. And as far as, like, growth, like, I know every company was kind of taken and spun around and put on their head and then back upside down again with COVID. Like, so we're coming out of that now. What's kind of the path that you guys see yourself moving into now that things are kind of getting back to normal?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So I know a lot of companies, they kind of mandated this work from home.
Yeah.
With our company, with Arcadis IBI, they've sort of promoted this hybrid work lifestyle. So, I mean, if you're working from home and that's your productivity is still good.
Yeah.
And nothing is being hampered.
Yeah.
Then by all means, but it's up to the employee, which is pretty unique.
I think, no doubt.
For our business. I mean, obviously we still have, you still have your client meetings. You still have to be on site for, construction.
Right.
But for the most part, it's pretty awesome, especially if, you got a young family and you're watching your kid grow.
That's right. Yeah. How do you find that as the guy managing it? How, like my company, for example, like this dude right here is the only one that I see normally.
Yeah.
Because, well, we're filming the podcast. We kind of have to be here. Everybody else is remote.
And it's semi-normally.
That's right. Semi-normally. And it's always been like that. But like for me, I went to school and I studied it and I wanted to create remote workforces way before COVID. Mm-hmm. So like it's been a process of elimination and figuring out how it works. But I had years to do it.
Sure.
How are you finding like managing people that it's not the same, like come in, I get a look at you from like 9 to 5 every day.
Yeah. So managing remote workers.
Yeah.
The thing is, IBI Group.
Yeah.
Before Arcadis was a technology based firm as well.
Okay.
So we're really connected. So the Fort Mac office connects with Edmonton office, connects with Calgary and Vancouver.
Right.
So really, I mean, if you need to meet with someone, you need to meet with your team members, it's a push of the button. You set up a schedule in Microsoft Teams and boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's virtually there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can follow up with them, I'm assuming, through all the different programs and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like at the end of the day, like, can you please supply me with like your work? Here it is.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, you have your checkpoints.
Yeah.
You know, check in, see how things are going. But really at the end of the day, this is the way the world is going to go. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be virtual.
Yeah, so, that's right.
And I think with the COVID lockdowns that gave us a pretty big insight, as to which firms can do kind of, or how they can manage, working from home or working remotely. And it's been pretty interesting exercise actually.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Now, with staffing, how do you feel staffing has gone for you in regards to with what you do? Are you able to find? Is that a struggle? Like how's that all panned out?
That's a really good question. Yeah. So regionally, so in Fort McMurray, it's tough to find and retain, quality workers with the experience that you are looking for.
Right.
So it's been a little touch and go as of the last year and a half, 2 years.
Right.
If you find someone and they're good and they do well at their job and you make sure that they're comfortable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whether it's monetarily or just make sure that, hey, you know what, Fort Mac's a good spot.
Right.
And we want you to stay here.
Yeah.
Then it'll work.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I just got a phone tap from Tanner. That means he's ready with his questions.
Sure.
So we have a segment called the Mac City Minute. But before we get to the Mac City Minute, Tanner's going to throw to an ad from one of our sponsors, and then he's going to ask you 5 random questions. So let's hear the ad first, though, Tanner.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Big shout out to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. Tanner, hit him with the Mac City Minute.
Alrighty. Question number 1 for you today. What is your favorite part of doing what you do within Wood Buffalo?
My favorite part would be just seeing the community grow with however our input is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's design that turns into a constructible asset,
right?
It's nice to see.
Very cool.
Question number two. What would be your dream vacation to go on that both you and your 12-year-old self would enjoy?
Dream vacation. I think going to Hawaii. Yeah. Going to Hawaii or, No, I think I'm going to stay with Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been to Hawaii before?
I have, yeah, couple times.
Fantastic.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Best place on earth.
Yeah. Still a dream, though.
Yeah, 100%. I know, right? Yeah.
Once you've been there, you just dream about it more.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Question number three. What is one thing about being a dad you didn't expect to enjoy as much as you do?
The human, just that love, that level of love that you just don't experience, and that connection that you just don't experience. I mean, it's your DNA, it's your blood, right?
Yeah.
That was a trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
Question number four. What do you think is one reason Fort McMurray is a great place to raise a child?
There's actually, it's a pretty high population of young families here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's quite a bit of infrastructure in place. Whether you go to Mack Island,
mm-hmm.
There's tons of water parks everywhere
for
kids.
Yeah.
And there's like a ton of green space too.
That's right.
And your final question, what is one project you've worked on that you feel most proud of?
Ooh, that's a good question. We did a lot of work here during the rebuilds after the fire.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we worked with the municipality for, I'd say, probably 4.5-5 years.
Mm.
We helped out quite a bit. And we all came together as a community, and there was a lot of little projects and a lot of big projects, but I think it all kind of came together. There's still some kind of stragglers out there and loose ends to tie up, but other than that, I think the community is in a lot better shape than it was even 2 years ago.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
And those have been your five questions.
There you go. Yeah, with the kid, it's crazy. Like, this happened to me when I think Egan was 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, as a human being, like, you come number one. That's just my whole life. I was like, I'm number one.
Yeah.
Like, my interests are my interests. Like, I have family members that I love, brother, sister, mom, dad, wife, so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, it's me.
Yeah.
And so me and my little boy were walking in a parking lot one day, and this car started to back up. Now, it came nowhere near us. Like, there was no fear involved, but like my brain right away went into dad mode.
Yeah.
And I literally like grabbed him and like pushed him out of the way. And then he just looked at me and he's just like, "You're going to take that hit for me." I was like, "I was going to take that hit for you." And like, we both looked at each other in like shock and awe in regards to like, I didn't know for a second that I would like take a hit by a car for another human being.
Sure.
But in that moment, like something just takes over you. You're just like, yeah, I'm not number one anymore. Like,
it's a piece of you, man. It's an extension of yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's crazy.
You can't describe that to people.
No, you can't until you have the kid.
Yeah.
Well, I got bad news for you, man. Like, you're going to want your little kid to like crawl and move and roll. And then like, you'll be so happy when you're like, "Oh, we got to roll." But then you're like, "Ah, crap. Now they can roll off the bed."
Yeah.
And then they say, "Oh, we want them to crawl." You're like, "Ah, crap. Now they can like crawl around the house." And it's just all these milestones I remember wanting my little man to have. And every time he had it, he's walking.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. Now you got to look at stairs. Yeah. So
yeah,
that's something you have to look forward to.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, I'm Juliet is, like I said, 1.5 years old. So
yeah.
And my girlfriend, she gets pretty excited at every milestone, right? As do I.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're just, every day is just a blessing, man. We're excited.
That's
really
cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we are out of time for today's episode. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay, right on. So yeah, like I mentioned, our company is called Arcadis IBI, and we do architectural design, engineering, we do residential development, commercial development, And our primary focus right now is helping the city with kind of their municipal rehabilitation projects.
There we go. Awesome. Well, my man, thank you very much for coming in today. Do appreciate it. Hopefully we see you again.
Absolutely.
Sweet. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.